G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Ah, thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Eric the Eel, mark him down for six. What a game for him. A real breakout game for the Eel.
Well done, Eric Hipwood. We've been looking to get this man on the show all year because we definitely like the way he goes about it. We like his name, the way he plays football and everything else about him. Eric Hipwood yesterday, 7 marks, 6 inside 50. Snag 6, if you don't mind, with 12 score involvements. He joins us on the line now. G'day, Eric.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Hey, great to speak to you. How many times in your Brisbane career have you won 2 games in a row?
Nah, it's my first time. I think it's our first time since 2015, so it was fantastic.
Hey, we've spoken about this a couple of times, Eric. How happy are you as a Brisbane player when you look out the window and it's nice and hot when in the middle of Melbourne's rather brisk winter? It must give you a bit of a spring in your step, in all seriousness, when you get to the ground and you know you guys are used to training in it and playing in it. You've got a really quick team. You've got a team that is outside, moves the ball really well. How big a positive when you look out the window, you look at your weather app and you go, geez, it's going to be warm today?
Yeah, no, it is certainly good. I think Richmond and a few other teams come up during the pre-season and train, so we get used to it throughout the pre-season. It's certainly a bit tough during around then, but the weather was pretty hot yesterday and humid, so I'm sure the Carlton boys probably struggled a little bit, but I certainly love playing in it.
Hey, Eric, I'm not sure whether you're across all the talk in Melbourne about the state of the game. We're talking about poor games. Brisbane have been fantastic, especially at the Gabba. Even games that you've lost, you've kicked over 100 points. You just love playing there.
Yeah, certainly. The Gabba's been fantastic with our player. I think our average losing margin at the Gabba is about 18 points this year. So we've certainly improved. Last year, it wasn't that good, and the year before was terrible. So certainly something we've been working on, and I guess you want to try and make the Gabba your home ground and people to make it tough to play on. So I guess we've just been trying to implement that as well as we can.
It's been an up-and-down year for Dane Bean, personally but professionally. His last 2 weeks have been outstanding. 40 touches yesterday again.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Ever since he had a kid, his form's just changed, hasn't it? But, he was fantastic. I remember the first half, the ball just kept finding him. He couldn't run away from it. It was fantastic to watch.
Hey, Eric, you're often compared in Melbourne to a young Lance Franklin, or your athleticism is certainly likened to him. Do you watch any of his tapes, or how much have you tried to learn or model off Buddy?
To be totally honest, I've sort of watched not just him. I've also looked at like Tom Lynch, Ben Brown, probably all the key forwards you look at, and you try and take little parts out of their game, put that into your own. I guess probably that's how you become the best player you can, by taking little parts from every single key forward. And that's the way I go about it.
And by extension of that, how helpful has Luke Hodge been for you? I think there's been a lot of commentary about whether Brisbane should have got him or not. How important has he been for your own development, that of all of Brisbane's youngsters this season?
Yeah, he's been fantastic for my development. I guess he's been in our position, and when he joined Hawthorn, they were at the bottom of the ladder, and then they made their way up pretty quickly. But just for players like Alex Witherden, and then even you look at like Jared Berry, and just the little things he says in meetings, I feel like he's helped out a lot. He's been very, very good. And
what, Eric? What? Give us an example. What's something he said recently? Just something about footy that you've taken away.
Something recently. It's just probably, like, even after the Perth win, obviously we're a young group. He was very level-headed and was quick to say, look at your recovery, and just the little things like that. It's sort of the basics. He does the basics really well, and that's what makes him a great player.
Speaking to Eric Hipwood on the Sunday Rub, here's Paul Roos.
Eric, we had a bit of a discussion before about the state of the game. I mean, your kicking style is really, really effective. Who taught you how to kick? We're just discussing before about the development and kids not going out and kicking the ball and getting stuck inside and playing PlayStation, et cetera, et cetera. You've got a really, really nice kicking style. So give us a bit about your background growing up.
So growing up, I was pretty lucky. The Lions Academy started pretty early. So I was pretty... They were pretty quick to teach me how to kick properly. So I've always, I guess, been under their sort of radar. And if something's going wrong, they sort of fix it very quickly. So I guess that's something I've been looking at and being able to monitor at a young age.
And Eric, what do you get up to away from footy? I know it's pretty all-consuming, but when you get a bit of a spell, what are you into?
I love going back home and seeing my family. I'm pretty lucky. I'm about an hour drive from my family. So... and just sort of not too much. I'm doing a diploma of business at the moment, but that's sort of just something to tick off, but not doing too much outside of footy. Sports sort of run my life. I remember as a young kid, I used to try playing every sport. I think I was even playing netball at one stage. So sports pretty much run my life.
Were you a tennis player? Were you good on grass? You got Jordy Vesely tonight. A lot of people feel you look like Rafa Nadal.
Yeah, I do get that a little bit, but I'm a terrible tennis player.
Just before we let you go, Eric, how's Harris Andrews going?
Harris is going well. He's been training. Hopefully he comes back this week, but we've been playing well without him, so maybe we might not need him. But no, he's really well. Hopefully he'll come back this week. I'm not too sure, but he's been running and whatnot, so I'm sure he couldn't be too far off.
Good on you, Eric. We appreciate your time, mate. Congratulations, and maybe three in a row for the Brisbane Lions. Thanks for having a chat with us on the Sunday Rub.
Thanks for having me.
Eric Hipwood, we don't know much about him, but a talented all-round sportsman, but not as good at tennis as we possibly thought he might be, Roosie.
No, exactly. You made mention of the Rafa.
Speaks very well.
He does speak well.
Speaks incredibly well.
Nadal versus Hipwood's love, love and love, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
G'day, Paul Roosie. What makes good leaders? After three decades on the footy field and in the coach's box, I've learned just how important effective leadership is in building high-performing teams. Now you can share in everything I've learned in my podcast series, The Coach. If you're into leadership and building a winning culture, join me on The Coach. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.